She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Metallica with My Apocalypse from Death Magnetic, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so that is about a song written from the point of view of somebody dying in a car crash. There was a reference to an eclipse. It's not a literal reference to an eclipse. It's kind of like his eclipse or his life is being eclipsed. Yet it was on a couple of lists of songs to play to get you in the mood for the eclipse or eclipse-related song, so they made my list too. Stars from Hum, a great song. I mean, very, you might actually call it formulaic for the era, the 90s era. It sounds a lot like the Smashing Pumpkins, but still, good song from You'd Prefer an Astronaut. Before that, TV on the Radio was Staring at the Sun from Desperate Youth, Bloodthirsty Babies, and the set was, we started off the set with the Rolling Stones. 2,000 Light Years from Home, from their Satanic Majesty's Request, a record that is experiencing its 50th anniversary this year. Oh man alive. Anyway, what's next? I have no idea. How about the Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down, from Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I said, who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards, I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, cause he's a scumbag, don't you know. I said he's a scumbag, don't you know? Position. I'm sorry, love, I'll have to turn you down. Oh, we must be up to summer. What are the chances? Sure, it's more than likely. I've got a feeling in my stomach. I start to wonder what your story might be. What your story might be. Yeah, cause they said it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they said it changes when the sun goes down. And they said it changes when the sun goes down. Around here. Conspicuous, and he don't even have to say, oh, she's in a stance ready to get picked up. But she's delighted when she sees him pulling in and giving her the eye, because she must be fucking freezing. Scantily clad beneath the clear night sky, dust up in the winter. No, and they said it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they said it changes when the sun goes down. And they said it changes when the sun goes down. Around here. Man, just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
Silver age, scent of a sun. Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on elves?
Hey, baby, are we losing tough?
If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up there to see, then nothing is
bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night because Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, because Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.
There we go. Oh my God. Gil Scott-Heron. Words still true today, even more so than ever before. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. I had to play that after Man on the Moon. From REM, Automatic for the People. It just made too much sense. Given what's going on in, over the last few months in this country, maybe we should just listen to the rest of The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Might be better than whatever nonsense I'm going to play here. The Get Out of the Ghetto Blues, Sex Education Ghetto Style, Pieces of a Man, Lady Day and John Coltrane. That happens to be a good song, but it's not as political. Anyway... before that, Pet Shop Boys, Silver Age from the Nightlife, the remastered Nightlife collection, and also Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down, from Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. So we're trying to play songs having to do with the eclipse occurring tomorrow. And so it's got, you know, I had a bunch of songs referencing eclipses, but, you know, it's kind of like the artists are using the name or the word eclipse in their own way. So it's not like they're referring to some eclipse or standing in a parking lot looking at a pinwheel. You know, projection of the eclipse. So it's sort of kind of a loose theme. So we're embracing like anything with stars and the moon and sun and maybe even space travel. And then there's Cocteau Twins. So it seems like something like looking at an eclipse would be appropriate if you were listening to the Cocteau Twins. So we're going to hear Pearly Dewdrop Stops from the Stars and Topsoil record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. talk about my equipment needs help. But we start getting physical rather than having intercourse. He ends up masturbating himself, and I end up feeling very alienated and unsatisfied.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll at a solo set. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children use it. Let the children use it. Let all the children do get. But he thinks he'd blow our minds.
back home. Of all these weird creatures who lock up their spirits, through holes in themselves, I live for the secrets.
Radiohead, Subterranean Homesick Alien from OK Computer. So we had a little space travel, like celestial triumvirate there with David Bowie's Starman from Ziggy Stardust, Smashing Pumpkins' Space Boy from Siamese Dream, and then, of course, Cocteau Twins' Pearly Dewdrops drops from the Stars and Topsoil collection. Hard to believe we're kind of in the home stretch here of this show devoted to songs from the eclipse or inspired by the eclipse or... Basically, I tried to put together a playlist. I don't know how well it went. I'm not really sure. It's kind of a loose theme, really. I mean, what I could have done is put together a show devoted to Jerry Lewis, who passed away today. But I don't think I'd have the patience for that. 2 hours of, hey, wait. Yeah. Anyway, up next, it's Jimi Hendrix, Third Stone from the Sun, from Are You Experienced, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah.
We're not wrapping up with this. Plus, there's only 2 minutes left. We're gonna wrap up with Black Asteroid featuring Cold Cave, doing Black Moon on this Eclipse-inspired program. Thanks for listening. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I'll see you in 2 weeks.